Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So, Wendy, I'm assuming now when you get really excited about potentially going out with a guy, when you meet a guy,
yes,
I'm just assuming the routine is go directly to MySpace and directly to Facebook and all the social networking just to start doing your recon on the guy.
I think that's just kind of common with anybody. No, yeah, I mean, me and my girlfriends always check out the guy on the Facebook because you always have to make sure, I mean, you have something in common. They're not in a relationship because that's kind of a big thing.
that's just kind of a big deal.
Maybe. Depends.
You may not remember exactly what he looked like the night before. So, I mean, you always check you always want to check out the pictures and just make sure they're somewhat normal.
Well, Wendy's come in here the last couple of days, and she's really excited about a dude that she met. I don't think they've gone out, and I don't want to give his name out. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
But let's say Wendy came to work and she was really excited. She meets this guy and we're all crowding around the computer, Facebook, and we're looking at his profile for the very first time, which is really what we're doing here.
Okay.
Let's try to make some judgments on this guy based on his Facebook.
Okay.
Now, Wendy, if you were around like your real personal friends outside the studio, would they give you like a thumbs up or a thumb? Would they say, ah, here's a red flag right here about this dude? Or...
Well, first, he's cute.
Do you guys just all sort of admire him together, and it's all really sort of just stroking each other?
Well, first we admire, and we look at the photos first. Well, I did notice that the college team that he does root for is not a college team that I root for, but it's
which
not.
Which one is
that's
it?
A red flag.
He roots for Auburn, but...
Okay.
Which is, I mean...
It's over!
It'd be somewhat of a red flag, but it's not like Georgia or some like big rivalry. So that's okay. I can deal with that.
And the picture has to do with everything, right? Because guy was fully like...
He is cute.
I think people make a judgment on the school that you root for and the school that you went to, but it can be that impression can be bypassed if he's dressed the way he is in this picture. Like, he's just like a normal dude. If he was in all of his Auburn stuff.
If he had a collar shirt, some like pleated pants, and some penny loafers on, then that would be a different story.
That's Auburn stuff.
he's just cool.
You look at the college because you know that you're going to date and end up getting married. So you got to figure out, you know, is the basement going to be Florida or Auburn?
Stop. Stop encouraging that behavior.
Oh my God. Pot, you're black. Anyway, so.
Hey, this is not a race discussion.
Jen, what do you think? Anything on there?
I think he's cute. You know, I always try to look at the profile pictures and make sure that they're consistent with the other pictures because everybody's going to pick the best photo ever of themselves to put as their profile pic. And he's got consistent, good photographs of himself, like all over here.
It's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's cute.
Jeff, you with me on the hometown thing? I'm a little bit nervous about what hometown he's from.
I think it's Wendy's capital.
It's perfect for Wendy. Mm-hmm. Others I'd be a little nervous about. And that's Vegas.
He dresses up for Halloween.
He has in his profile pictures a Halloween costume, which was awesome.
He looks active, too. Like, he's like on a boat. I'm on a boat. And then he's he's like on motorcycles and stuff. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like active. But he does have a recurring chicky chick in here.
Oh, really?
Where?
Oh, we got to look at the photos again.
There's a recurring chick in a lot of photos.
She's cute.
Huh.
Reoccurring, I should say.
Blondie
blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's a couple of chicks in that picture.
Beer in the rear chicken.
Well, maybe
beer
it.
Beer in the what?
Well, we don't
it's
know.
It's called beer in the rear
girl.
Chicken.
What's that?
It's where you put the can of beer inside the chicken and you cook it.
Never heard
you
of
ever
it.
Ever heard of that? And then the beer.
Thing?
Yeah. And
oh,
the beer,
that's,
like,
look who
gets
the chick
into
is.
The chicken and it tastes really good.
Okay.
Do I know who is she?
Oh!
It's his sister.
Sister!
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Well, yeah!
Nice. Woo! Same last woo! Name.
Saved.
All right,
or wife.
Oh, you don't want that.
How about based on his movies? Kind of a dude's dude. Old School, Napoleon Dynamite, Gladiator, Goodfellas, Scarface. Okay, standard.
And he's got a lot of siblings, which I like, a big family. So, I mean, he put all his siblings on.
But I love the pictures of he's in the kitchen. He's active.
Mm-hmm.
Plays Mafia Wars on Facebook.
Well, he is smooching a girl in one picture.
Oh.
I do like that he likes Eastbound and Down on HBO. Very dude sports type show.
I do think he's kind of dumb that he leaves his whole profile picture open, though.
Now, that's a different girl. That he's got a consistent girl that wants...
Melissa, what is... I mean, Jen, what does that say?
I mean, I guess to me, like... I don't know. I just think that that's maybe the sign of a player, that you don't have to be his friend to, like, look at all of his stuff and check him out.
Really?
Or maybe just that he's naive.
He wants everybody to see it or something?
But don't you think that's weird?
Well,
in a way that, like, you don't have to accept him as a friend to look at all of this stuff?
I accept everyone.
But I think that maybe...
Jeff embraces the world.
Right. But I think that somebody who started off with Facebook... probably wouldn't think about that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
Scuba diving. I mean, it's a dude's dude here. Snowboarding.
Who's that?
Wakeboarding.
Who's that? Skank?
You dig yourself a little wakeboarding right there. So that works
yeah,
perfect.
Absolutely.
But let me ask a question, though. It's kind of something that Wendy and I noticed, that there is another consistent girl who, in one picture, he's actually kissing and it's still up there.
But
is
it's
that
from
his sister
January.
Also?
But it's from January.
No, that's not a sister kiss. And if it is, then.
That's the old girlfriend. Little... Now, see, the problem with having the old girlfriend pictures up there is that you start getting all insecure, like,
but they're tagged
yourself.
Photos. If they're tagged photos, I think that's different than if he put those up there.
But is there a way to take him? Like, I would untag myself.
Oh yeah,
and just have him down. But I don't know.
But he doesn't have any albums.
Does the motorcycles thing
you mean about
scare
her?
You a little bit? Like, he seems to be all about motorcycles. Could be a little dangerous.
I think that's awesome. I like a rough and tough kind of dude. I mean, I don't see anything like.
I'm impressed that you picked out a guy that only throws up some sort of pseudo whitey gang sign in less than 5% of their pictures.
Right. Problem.
He's, doesn't
problem.
He have
like what's up representing the Havenbrook Haven?
We found a flaw.
What's the flaw?
He's part of the Eagle Scouts.
Well, is there a picture of him in uniform as an adult?
No, but he has member of, and it says Eagle Scouts.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
He earned that, Wendy.
So long as it's in his past, he's okay. If he's still dressing up as an adult in the Eagle Scout uniform, problem.
A lot of guys don't make it to that level.
Okay.
I think you're good.
All right.
I think Jeff is right. The only real red flag here are the gang signs.
I only found two of them.
Okay. And that's under your quota. So you're actually going
to
have to call him today and say, I need five more pictures of you flashing gang signs to go out with them.
You really got
to
be more bougie.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.